The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day. My sister and my friends. With Today FM's M. Rossiano, Fox FM's Fifi Box, Hit 105's Abby Coleman, Hit 107's Kat Lynch, Hit 92.9's Heidi Anderson, and The Hit Network's Ash London, Carrie Bickmore, Sam Frost, Constance Hall. Hashtag Be Bold for Change.
All my ladies round the world.
That's right, the women of the Hit
Speak
Network.
Beef.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't sure if my headphones were working. I'm not very loud in my ears. But anyway, here we are. M. Rossiano, what a treat. I have always wanted to work with you. And remember, we were in a studio not long ago and we had all boys that work on my show.
Yes.
And I looked over at you and I said, we need our own show. Guess what?
We've achieved it.
We've done it.
I don't know how we've ended up working on International Women's Day, but we'll move forward. The boys are still in bed. I'm really hungover.
I know you are. And you know what's so funny about this? Because, and we'll lay it bare.
Yeah.
I flew to Sydney last night.
Yeah.
I landed at 10:45 and I went, oh gosh, I'm going to let Em down tomorrow. I'm going to be tired and run down. I get a phone call from you.
Yes.
It sounded like you're at a nightclub.
Wow.
I'm like, what are you doing?
No, I was with our boss, Gemma, to be fair. And we had a few rosés and we thought, you know what Fifi needs after a long day? She needs to come and join us. And you sent us to bed.
I know, I did.
Just a couple of mums out on the town, whatever. I was celebrating International Women's Day. We were so excited. Gemma said to me, don't say that on air. Just say we were excited about tomorrow.
No.
I'm like, all right, babe. I'm going to do that. But no, I'm excited to work with you. It was funny. Everyone was like, oh, how are Em and Fifi going to go together? Are they going to be a cat fight? Are they going to be able to handle each other?
Isn't that funny? Because if we were men or if two men were doing a show together,
100%.
They'd be like, yo, bros, that'll be great. How cool. Everyone will get along.
Yeah, it's fine. Our periods are going to be in sync by the end of this.
I feel like they already are.
100%. We have a massive show coming up. We have all the women of the Hit Network because we are celebrating International Women's Day. You can live stream us at Hit Network Oz on Twitter. Have got on board.
Are they on board with
this? Yeah, everyone's on board with us.
Fantastic. A lot happened overnight while you were out having a drink.
Yeah, I left some comments on some websites. look, it's going to be a big show. We're so excited. It's the first of its kind happening. Fife, you'll be captaining. I'll just be beside you. Just
hang on a second. We're co-captains.
Nah, you're captaining.
We're co-captains.
You're the responsible one. I went out and get drunk. So you were in bed. I've got a full face of makeup on. You don't. We'll talk about that later too. It's all happening. Joining us next note is Janelle Weissman from UN Women. She's the boss of International Women.
Isn't she? She's essentially our boss today.
Yeah. Wow. We'll take it. Happy International Women's Day. Make sure you give the women in your life love and care as you should always every day. We've got lots to talk about. Call in at any time, 131060, because today the women of the Hit Network are uniting to celebrate International Women's Day.
Uh-huh. The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day. All the girls, we
run this mother. Hello, it's Hamish Nady here. Happy International Women's Day.
We are extremely proud that the women we work with from around the Hit Network are broadcasting together this morning in one powerful women conglomerate.
There's so many wonderful women broadcasters across this network, let alone the whole country.
There is, and regional, big cities, whatever. It's a beautiful thing to be part of this morning. And we mean that because we're not part of the guys that got the morning off.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
And we're in the afternoon, so this is a genuine message, not just saying it because we got a bit of time off.
This is International Women's Day across the Hit Network. Hashtag be bold for change.
That's right, the women of the Hit Network are uniting to celebrate International Women's Day. Em, this is a great day. And
it is.
There's so many women's issues that need to be discussed and brought to light, and we thought who better to kick the show off than the Executive Director, UN National Women Committee Australia. That is Janelle Weissman. Now, Janelle, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's an absolute pleasure. Good morning and happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day. Janelle, this is like your grand final, man. Like you are, this is your big day. Can you explain to everyone who's not quite sure why we have today?
Absolutely. So in the early 1900s in the US, there were protests around women's rights as workers. And since then, International Women's Day has really spread all across the globe as an opportunity to both celebrate the incredible achievements of women and also reflect on how far have we shifted the dial towards gender equality? Do women and men have same opportunities to be leaders, to work, and to hear their voices heard around decision-making tables?
Well, do you think they do?
Look, we've definitely made some progress, but we've got a long way to go.
Come on, Janelle. Don't be diplomatic today. Today's the day, sister.
So listen, for example, in the last 20 years, we have doubled the number of women represented in parliaments all around the world. But how many women do you think? It's one in four parliaments have women represented. And in our region, Pacific Island countries and territories have the lowest levels of representation of women anywhere. It's just 6%. We have countries with no women in parliament. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that policy doesn't always reflect the needs of 100% of the population. Issues like education, health, ending violence against women, oftentimes they don't get the airtime that they should if women are not around decision-making tables.
Mm. No, so true. It makes sense.
Well, remember, I mean, Tony Abbott was the Minister for Women.
That's correct.
I mean,
yeah.
Thank God he was in charge of my ovaries. I'm so glad.
Now, Janelle, we here at the Hit Network, we've got our Hit Squad out today selling the purple ribbons. Em and I are sitting in the studio wearing them at the moment. But for anyone else, I mean, how can people get involved and support International Women's Day? What do you think?
Well, UN Women is supporting a brighter future for women and girls all around the world. And so hop online, unwomen.org.au. While I'll be at a breakfast here in Melbourne and all across the week, we'll host breakfast for about 8,000 people. You can hold your own brekkie. Check out hashtag MyIWDBrekkie. We have celebrity chefs who've donated fantastic recipes. We have a host booklet which provides all kinds of facts about UN Women. Raise some funds for UN Women. Bring your family, friends, colleagues together and celebrate International Women's Day. So that's one thing. Another thing, this month, Esprit.com.au is selling a signature scarf, 100% of the proceeds of which will support UN Women. This initiative year on year supports us to the tune of about $70,000 to $80,000. So ladies, get out there. Men, get one for women in your life. It's an extraordinary way to support UN Women. And then the last thing, just yesterday, we launched our Trek for Rides. Get on your hiking boots. You can explore Nepal and see UN Women's work in action in April 2018. Again, all of this is online at unwomen.org.au.
Fantastic. Janelle Weissman, thank you so much for joining us. You have a great day. I know it's very busy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Em and Fifi, and hope you have a great day.
Thanks, Janelle.
Wonderful. Coming up next, you guys, we have Kat Lynch, who's from our Hit Adelaide show, and Heidi Anderson from Hit Perth. It's all happening here. It's Vagina-a-palooza. We'll be back right after this.
The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day. All the girls, we
run this mother. Hey, it's Brendan Favola here. Happy International Women's Day.
Hi, I'm Sarah Harris from Studio 10. Happy International Women's Day.
It's so great hearing the women of the Hit Network we work with every single day unite together.
And that's what we need to do, ladies. We need to start using our voices. We need to speak up and demand change. Get to it, sister.
Taking over the world, which is great.
This is International Women's Day across the Hit Network. Hashtag be bold for change.
You're listening to the Hit Network. Work. And in an Australian first, the Hit Network are celebrating International Women's Day. I'm Fifi Box, joined by the gorgeous Em Rossiano.
Yes.
We've gone through, I'm going to say, 14 minutes, two women on air by ourselves, Em, and I reckon we're doing
is
okay.
Is everything okay?
I think it's okay.
Have all the men's penises disappeared in the radio? I mean, everyone in the radio, well, there's alarms going off everywhere at the moment.
Now, we are being joined across the morning by all the incredibly talented women from all around the country. And from Adelaide, we have Kat Lynch in the studio.
Hi.
Kat, welcome.
Nice to see you guys.
It's kind of nice. I feel like we're all survivors in a bit of a war. Like, you know, when you hang out with people who do what you do, what we do is so weird. Mm. To meet all the ladies who know what it is to have the alarm go off at 4 and get in and bare your soul on air and be exhausted all the time. I just feel like it's really good. I'm a bit hungover, but I'm getting a bit mesh. But Kat, thank you for coming and joining us.
See, I'm so impressed by both of you because, I mean, I'm hungover and then I don't have, you know, I don't wake up to a kid. So you guys are career women with kids as well.
Yes.
I just wake up hungover and rock up here in possibly a bad mood.
Remember that. Don't you remember that?
Nah. I feel like I've had kids since I was 10. Now, Kat, you've come in here and, you know, we're kind of asking all the girls to bring in something that they're passionate about and want to talk about. And yours was, you know, it was a particularly interesting one. And I know that a lot of women now are facing, you are, as you said, a career woman, a serious business lady, but haven't had children yet.
No. And the reason for me has been, it's simple, just haven't found the, you know, the person I want to be with. And I've got a no flog rule from now on. So, oh God, I've been with some flogs. So
yes, that's all right. It's a hard one to get rid of, that one.
Yeah. But God, your pool dries up when you say no to them, don't they?
There you go. You've never had flogs. You're fine. No, Phoebe's looking at me like, shut up.
Remember that chat we had before the show?
I'm going back to that now. Kat, how old are you?
35.
35. So are you feeling social pressure now? Because usually by 35 you're getting the, when are you going to have kids from you?
You know, it's all from the older generation. So, for example, people my mum and grandma's age, well, I'll hear the whisperings to my mum, is she a lesbian?
No.
I was like, yeah. And whereas people my own age, you know, wouldn't even consider that. They're like, oh, good on you. God, I've got kids. I have, you know, I've had a fight with my husband. How nice, you've just gone home. And I think the grass is always greener on the other side. But, you know, whereas I'm looking for people to fight with.
Yeah.
For me, I'm not getting that pressure. Although, yeah, my mum did say to me the other day, you reckon you should freeze those eggs?
Oh. Tick, 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 tick. I love the freeze the egg conversation.
Yeah.
That's not personal at all.
Oh, especially when my brother had that conversation. You can imagine how well that one went. But
do you, Kat? Because I hear you, and I remember when I turned 30 and I was single at the time going, oh gosh, how is this going to play out? And I felt that longing within me, but I wasn't sure at the time whether it was from within me or, as you said, from the people around me.
No, it's
but
definitely.
Do you know you want children, or are you even open to the fact that maybe you don't?
Mm. No, I definitely want them. It's okay. Just I want to have them when I guess I'm ready.
Yeah.
And at the moment, I still feel like I'm in my 20s. And so I think, yeah, when I do have that partner, we settle down and have that chat, that's fine. And, you know, who knows, I might freeze the eggs, you know, if, you know, you've got to give yourself the option.
I love how you say, like, it's just like popping them in the freezer. Like,
oh, no,
like, so like just
feel like that.
Whacking them out and putting them in the fridge. Like, it's a fairly traumatic experience.
Yeah, I can imagine it. Is, and I have had some friends that have done it. It's very confronting.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think it's funny. I think times are changing because I feel like my generation now are like, so what? You're 35. You've got time.
Yeah.
Women are having kids at 40.
Yeah.
You know, and it's more sort of the older generation going, you know.
Well, they were all grandmothers by 35 and dying of the plague. So.
Well, that's exactly it. I think it was like in the 60s, 5% of women over 30 were single. Mm. That was it, you know.
Amazing.
And the 5%, as they said, you know. The exact quote from a psychologist back in the 1960s was, women had penis envy if they weren't married by...
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then, as you know, back then they were putting up with flogs and you don't have to.
See, exactly. Mate, I've had enough flogs that are more interested in their kettlebells than me. So,
I love it. Look, we want to take some calls. 131060. Are you someone who's decided not to have children, or are you like Kat, mid-30s, still waiting to meet non-flogs to procreate with? We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. This is the Women of the Hit Network, uniting to celebrate International Women's Day.
The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day. All the girls, we
want this mother. Hi, it's Bill Shorten here.
Hi, it's Samantha Armitage here. Happy International Women's Day. It's so great hearing the Women of the Hit Network unite together.
It's time to recommit to gender equality, equal pay, equal opportunity, and the elimination of violence against women once and for all.
I believe women need to have the backs of other women.
Keep up the good work. We're with you. Happy International Women's Day.
This is International Women's Day across the Hit Network. Hashtag be bold for change.
The Women of the Hit Network are uniting to celebrate International Women's Day. Emrisiano from 104.1 Today FM is
well
here.
Well done.
Yeah,
I would not have remembered your one.
You know, I used to work at your one.
Did you?
Yeah, a few years ago. So now, I'm from Fox.
Melbourne. What's your own one?
Well, the funny thing is, are we still 101.9? I'm looking at it. But no, we're just 101.9, the Fox. Thank God. God, that happened at 29 past six hopefully...
It's going to happen again and again.
Yeah, it is going to happen. And Kat Lynch from Hit 107 Adelaide. Well, yours is easier, Kat.
It is very, very easy.
Yeah, it is. Now, we are talking about some women's issues that are affecting you personally at the moment, Kat, because you are single and you have turned 30 and you're in your 30s and there is a bit of a social pressure to maybe have children, and that pressure... it's difficult.
Yeah, especially at 35, because I think you always give yourself that limit. You get to 30 and go, 35. And then you get to 35 and go, oh, God, it still hasn't happened. You know,
this is the back end.
Yeah, exactly. You know, my ovaries are crying out. But a lot of people would probably say, oh, you should be thinking about hurrying that process along. But to be honest, maybe I have given myself to 40 now, but I honestly don't feel that, and maybe I will freeze my eggs, but I think it is okay.
I can't believe this. That's so
I
weird.
I do throw that around willy-nilly,
yeah,
don't I?
Freeze my eggs.
Yeah, just freeze the eggs.
That's
but,
fine. I mean, it's fine. And I feel like it's hard being a woman at 35, and you. I guess a lot of your friends probably have had children by now, and
yes,
there's added pressure there. But look, we have thrown it out to the phones on 13, 10, 60. Are you a woman in your, say, let's say 30s who have decided not to have children or just haven't met the right guy as Kat? And look, Kat is single, and if you're listening and you're liking the sound of Kat and you're in the Adelaide area, sure, and you're not a flog.
Oh, mate, I've finished Tinder, so I don't know.
Did you clog Tinder? Did you get to the end?
You know when you get to the end and it's just a blank screen?
Amazing.
That's where
I never had a shot at Tinder. You wouldn't have.
No.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, good on you.
Oh, did you have a flutter?
I had a little flutter. My husband and I separated twice. It's a roller coaster. We're back together. And I did. I did. We'll talk about that
later.
Let's go to Danielle in Melbourne. Hi, Danielle.
Morning, ladies. How are you?
Happy International Women's Day, lady.
And to you all as well.
Now, you've decided not to have children?
Yeah, I love to travel and spend my money on myself, but what people find weird is I'm a teacher, so don't I want kids?
Ooh, that makes total sense to me.
Yeah, I like to teach them and not have them. And a lady at work once said to me, well, what are you going to do when you're older and you'll have no one to look after you? And I was shocked. Oh,
what? What, like to change your adult nappy? Is that what they mean?
Yeah, that was the impression I got. And I sort of thought about it later and thought, well, what if your kids and grandkids don't like you later and they just put you in a home?
Which happens a lot.
Which mum and dad, that's going to happen to you. Mm. And I know they're both listening. Yeah. Do not expect me to be changing adult nappies.
Oh, Vincey, poor Vincey.
Oh, I love that you know my dad's name.
So, Dan, I've seen all the shows, Em.
Oh,
shows.
Babes. So do you feel pressure to have the kids though? Like, have you ever wanted, like, almost buckled?
No, I've never had.
Sticking strong.
My partner and I met 3 years ago and he knew from the off that I didn't want kids. And it was not even something to discuss.
Good on you, Dan.
Yeah.
Stay rock steady.
Yeah.
Get a dog. It's less mess.
Yeah. Emma, thank you for joining us on International Women's Day. Now, like Kat, you've got a similar situation. You're now in your 40s. And,
yep, 42.
42, and you're going to start something quite exciting today.
Well, I'm on day 9, so I'm going in this morning to find, IVF process on my own. Mm. I'm going in this morning to find out when they're going to suck the eggs out and fertilise them for me using donor sperm.
Wow.
What was the process like for the donor sperm? Like, is it literally like you go in there and it, you know, because they're saying now that there's almost like a Tinder process for the donor sperm where you can swipe through and see what you like. Like, what was that process for you, Emma?
I've not used any internet dating because I'm a bit too scared of that, to be honest. Mm. There's a whole selection and it gives you a quick shot of, you know, hair and eye colour and height, and then if you want to know more, you go into the profiles and see what's written and, you know, what histories are there, and you make selections.
Emma?
Selection.
Emma? It's Em.
Yeah.
Hey, bud. Can I ask, what did you pick? Like, how did you make the selection of, like, did you have a prerequisite in your mind? Were you thinking of someone or?
No, just mainly, like, medical was the biggest thing for me, just making sure that there was minimal
issues.
Hereditary issues, yes. But it really came down to the personal statement from the donor.
Oh, wow.
And this one was 4 pages or something. So
they make personal statements.
My brother's going through this whole process. He's gay and he's got a partner, and they went to America and did the whole surrogacy thing. And it got to the stage where the two eggs they could choose from, one was a volleyball player and the other was a professional musical theatre. And my brother's turned around and went, well, we prefer to be at Les Mis than the basketball. So you can choose so intensely, what you want. It's a fascinating process.
Well, but also, Emma, how did the people around you, you know, your family, your friends react? Because I know that is a tough time. You've obviously reached a time in your life where you're like, I do want them. I'm going to go alone. Mm-hmm. Did you get that support?
Well, I sort of haven't told them yet.
Right. Ooh, okay. I mean, this is a great way to announce it. And congratulations, we're happy to be a part of it.
Uh-huh. The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day. All the good-
girls, we run this mother.
Hey, it's highly sought after international hand model Dave Thornton here.
Hi, it's Kylie Gillies here. Happy International Women's Day.
Just want to say Happy International Women's Day, or HILD for short. I'm not sure if that's going to take off.
So great hearing the women of the HIT network unite together. When it comes to what needs to be changed for women now, I believe we need to focus on empowering the next generation. Teach our girls they're valued and to aim for the stars.
Today, let's get the hashtag trending Be Bold for Change so we can focus on real issues like bridging the gender pay gap.
This is International Women's Day across the HIT network.
The women of the HIT network are uniting to celebrate International Women's Day. I'm Fifi Box from 1019 The Fox in Melbourne. Did you love, Em, that I read that off a piece of paper?
I love you so much.
I just realised how professional you are. Like, I am a loose unit and I'm watching like one of the best in radio here. I'm learning things.
One of the best, yet I read my name off a piece of paper. Of course, Em Rossiano from 104.1 Today FM. Now, very exciting because we've got two more gorgeous girls in the studio. Heidi Anderson from 92.9 Perth and the gorgeous Sam Frost from the HIT network all around. You're a national identity.
That's
you know
right.
That.
Now at night times, which is brilliant.
Yeah. And having, now I'm glad we're all here because now Heidi, you've written such an interesting article lately, which we love. The negatives of following inspiring women on social media. And we know Sam and you've discussed in the past issues with social media because it's a real thing for women.
So much. And I didn't realise how much I was affected by social media, even though people have been telling me this for years. But I this year went, okay, I need to change the way that I think. My mindset has been really negative towards my own body and self.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise the extent of social media and what it was. It was actually sabotaging my life. So I went to this doctor and she said, okay, I want you to write down all the people you follow. And I said, Jesus, woman, that's like 200 inspiring women. And, you know, I follow a lot of like before and after pics and stuff of people losing weight. Yeah. I'm obsessed by that because I look and then judge myself. So it's this obsession that I'm constantly scrolling through. Yeah. She said, how do you feel about them? I said, I'm inspired by these people. And she said, is that all you are? And then I wrote down everything else and I realised there was 10 negatives to one positive. Mm. And she said, I want you to unfollow for 2 weeks, see how much your life changes. Mm. And I did. And I couldn't believe the amount of time I had to do stuff in my life because I was not constantly looking for photos. Mm. And I didn't realise how much these women were actually affecting my mindset. Now, there's nothing wrong with these women. Some of these women might even be you.
I was just going to say, what everyone's thinking, did you unfollow Fifi and I and Sam Frost? Did you unfollow all three of us? Yeah. And if you did, you can't win here, man. You cannot win.
I actually don't
either
know.
We're not inspiring.
You are all really inspiring women and you bring so much to so many people's lives. But for me,
baby, do not
I
have
just
to justify
look after
it.
Myself right now.
We are not that needy. It's okay.
Well, I'm really needy. And so I was like, oh, God, all these people are going to unfollow me now.
How many people did you unfollow?
Over 200.
Over 200 people.
And a lot of fitness groups as well. Because like I said, I'm obsessed with comparing and I didn't realise how much that was affecting my mindset.
Well, I love that we've got you two in because Sammy Frost, you have a huge social media presence.
Yeah.
And I wonder, do you feel pressure to put stuff out that does inspire the people that follow you? And so you two are like in the Matrix together here. Yeah. But when you're posting stuff, you get hammered.
Yeah,
you can't win, man. You cannot win.
But do you know what I have done? I think with the rise of social media, I think it's got a lot of negative effects that it has on people and even young women. Yeah. Like there are so many teenagers that follow me and I feel like I have a responsibility to showcase, you know, the ugly
flaws.
Side of,
yeah.
you know, I mean, just everyday people. And, you know, I don't know. I think one of the best things I've done on social media is there's the comments moderator. So, you should
turn it
see.
Off.
No, oh. no, what it is you can put any word in.
Yeah.
So, and it just blocks all the comments. Yeah. So any like exes, you'll never see my ex-boyfriend's name on any of my comments.
Have you got an ex-boyfriend?
Yeah. Surprise.
I didn't know. Oh, my God. I wish someone would write something about that.
But it's seriously great. Like, you know, you put in ugly, you put in fake. you put in, whatever words that, you know, really strike a chord with you, and then you don't see it. And so you can live in your little fluffy bubble for a little while.
Can you ever scroll back and find out what people are saying?
If you're having one of those, because sometimes you do that. Sometimes that's a toxic thing.
When you've got your period or you're down in the dumps,
you need to not do that. Heidi, look at me.
That's probably your first problem.
Do not ever look. Read the comments.
But why?
No.
I read comments about that you wrote last night.
Okay.
I read the comments section.
Fifi Box, you know of all people not to read the bloody comments.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll never forget one of the first times I appeared on a television show and somebody printed out an article about it. But it was about 20 pages. I'm like, that's a long article about my television appearance. Oh, they attached all the comments.
Oh, no.
And it was just 20 pages of get her off the television. What is she there? No. Comments.
How do you come back from that? Because someone from like me who's in Perth and, you know, new to the radio industry and stuff, like, it is hard sometimes.
Why are you putting such value in bitter strangers' words?
I don't know.
Like, who just gives zero F's like me? That's
I know. I that's what I love, and that's why you're so inspiring. But I worry too much.
So you
what
did unfollow me.
I did. Yes.
Get out. Well, I think this is great. Thank you so much, Sammy Frost. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for having me.
Everyone was worried about you and I being in the same room together.
Why are you worried, guys? Mate, I'm living the life.
You're living the dream. Because, you know, this job's bloody harder today, FM. You've done this job that I'm doing now.
I'm so glad I get a sleep in. I've got my brain back.
Really, you owe me a
taste. Fantastic.
I love you, girl. Thank you for coming in and being
Thanks
so honest.
Thanks for having me.
Heidi Anderson, you're a gem. Just
Thanks,
follow
ladies.
Me again. I'm just really
Well, I will one day when it's not all about me, but right now it's all about me.
You know you're going to leave the studio and Em and I are obsessively going to look at who you're following.
I think I'm still following you, V.
Thanks, guys. Well, today you are lucky enough, around the country live, Fifi Box, Em Rossiano, hosting the women of the Hit Network. There'll be more after this.
The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day.
G'day, it's Harley Breen.
Hello, I'm Jessica Rowe from Studio 10.
Happy International Women's Day.
It's so great hearing the women of the Hit Network unite together.
As a feminist, I'm proud that you guys are leading the station today.
I want to have my daughters grow up in a world where it doesn't matter that they're women, that they'll have exactly the same opportunities as men. Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Ladies' Day.
This is International Women's Day across the Hit Network. Hashtag be bold for change.
It's Fifi Box and Em Rossiano. We're celebrating. did I slur over your name?
You always sound apprehensive before you say my last name.
Do you know what? Because I was for so long Rossiano. And then someone said, no, it's Rossiano. So it's a mental memory thing. It's a pattern in there.
That's all right.
From when you're on Idol.
Thank you for bringing that up. I came ninth in 2004. Hashtag robbed.
Yeah, been a fan for like 14 years.
Thanks, man.
But anyway, we're celebrating International Women's Day for the Hit Network. We're going live around the country. Mm-hmm. We're without our men this morning.
Which is, I don't know if that was thought through. I don't know how they got the day off on International Women's Day.
It's interesting. They all sent me texts, like, because I obviously work with Dave Thornton, who you've worked with.
Yes.
Brendan Favola, King of the Jungle.
Yes.
And Byron Cook. And they all sent me texts last night going, ha ha, you've got to get up tomorrow.
Yeah. I feel like this is at the wrong, we've done this the wrong way around.
Yeah.
But I did want to, we were laughing off air because Fev, obviously former AFL great, King of the Jungle, he's your co-host, and all the boys recorded messages for us yesterday. And look, let's just let Australia listen to Fev's little message. Oh, come on. We asked for one thing. It's all right. They'll keep trying. They're pressing buttons. You should see the franticness that's going on here behind the scenes.
See, I don't want the boys that we work with hearing that because they'll go, you can't do it without us.
Yeah, I know, right? Go, we've got it now.
Hey, it's Brendan Favola here. Happy International Women's Day. It's so great hearing the women of the Hit Network we work with every single day unite together. When it comes to what needs to be changed for women now, I believe, and I think this has almost happened. AFL women's has taken over. It's been the real fairy tale this summer. The amount of people that have gone to watch and support women in sport, you know, getting 26,000 to Icon Park to watch the inaugural game of, football between Carlton and Collingwood was just amazing to see, and they had to have a lockout. And I think it's inspirational, especially for these girls, for the younger brigade of teenagers. And I've got three young girls myself, and my little daughter Lenny has now started up football, and it's making her be active. So she now thinks that she can play football like the boys did. But, you know, there was all cut-offs for the girls.
Wind it up, Fev.
You know, when they reach 12 or 13. But now they can obviously pursue their dreams and become professional sports people in the game of football. And I just love seeing that and seeing how happy my daughter is now that she can kick a footy like her dad did. It's a real inspiration to see that. And especially now women are getting on the front foot and saying, well, we can do that.
Oh, my God, wind him up.
I can play football. And there's no one stopping him. And they're taking over the world, which is great.
He's the actual best, though. I mean, I could not love that man more. I love him so much.
You know what I love about Fev? It's the same reason I love Warnie. They completely own 100% who they are. Like, yes. You know what you're getting on the menu when you order either of those men? You just know. There is no, you never go back and go, gee, Fev really surprised me today.
I know.
But the thing, Fev and I have a history in that my husband used to work at Carlton Football Club, and it was his sole job to keep Fev on a weight target. Like
keep him underweight.
Because Fev loves to smash
everything. Yes.
And so my husband used to get so stressed when it would come to Christmas holidays time and the boys would break because he'd be like, and Fev would come back. Fev could put 10 kgs on in about 8 weeks. And Scott would come home and he's like, we've tried light and easy. We're trying portion control, but he just somehow managed to fit it in. Like Fev is like a bloodhound for Maccas. And so my husband's sole responsibility was to keep him and Lance Whitnell on weight goals.
Oh, that is an incredible strength. Because I, working with him every morning, and let's be honest, you've got 3 hours to get through, you need energy.
Oh.
I mean, he can put away that many egg and bacon rolls. But then it drops off on me, and I'm like, I can't go down this path too.
No, I know. Look, we love you, Fev, and we appreciate all the messages of support. I really appreciate that it ended in football, though. Thank God.
Yeah, exactly.
True to his brand. Yeah. Well done, Fev.
And let's be honest, he's not up listening, so.
No, you won't be. We'll make fun of him all we want. Look, you are with Fifi Box and M. Rusciano. We are live around the country on the Hit Network. Coming up soon, the show will be streaming on Twitter. Like, we'll just have to watch ourselves. I've already popped a face on. You're looking natural. Yeah. You've totally stitched me today.
No, I totally have.
You came in fresh faced. I look like a drag queen.
No.
You're like, you know what? Today, Em, of all days, I'm not wearing makeup. It's International Women's Day, Em, and I am not putting on a face. Why the hell should I?
Know.
I'm sitting here like,
No, you look amazing. You always do. And I will go back to makeup.
No,
I'm not flouting it for the I don't want to be a hypocrite, but I will put it back on tomorrow.
Hashtag I wake up like this. I'm Fifi Box. I'm so naturally beautiful. Meanwhile, Em's got a full face on. What's she got to hide? You look amazing. I hate you. Coming up next, though, we've got so many more women of the network to join us. We have Ash London, of course. We've got Abby, of course, from B105. That is not what they're called anymore.
Are you kidding?
Hit 105. I still call it SAFM. Don't ever say that on air. Adelaide, don't ever say SAFM or you'll be in 4 meetings. I learnt that.
Thank you, Melbourne, for just staying the Fox.
Oh, thank God.
Thank you.
And today. Thank God. I can remember that. Are you having a good time?
Loving it. It's a ride, isn't it?
Get those boys out. People are hovering. There is 55 people out front of this studio. I will talk as long as I want. We'll see you soon.
The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day. All the girls
we run this month. Hello, gorgeous creatures. It's Julia Morris here.
Hi, it's Dr. Chris Brown.
And a very, very happy International Women's Day.
Look, it's great to hear women of the Hit Network uniting together.
You know what? When it comes to what needs to be changed for women now, I believe that every single generation of women has the ability to change things for the next generation of women. I know it was harder for the women before me, and I have a feeling it's going to be a bit easier for the women after me.
I just believe we need more women in positions of leadership. Women have so much to offer in those roles. It should not be news for a woman to be leader. It should be seen as being the norm. And the sooner this changes, the better.
This is International Women's Day across the Hit Network. Hashtag be bold for change.
That's right. We're celebrating International Women's Day around the country on the Hit Network. M. Rusciano is sitting by my side. And we are now, I'm Fifi Box, by the way.
Good.
And always got to remember my own name.
Do your own name, Boxy.
Yay. And from Hit 105 Brisbane, we are now joined by Abby Coleman.
Oh, morning, ladies.
Good
morning.
To have you in the
God,
studio.
This is a little bit of a dream team. Now three females. I love this.
I know the estrogen in the studio is out of control.
Someone's getting pregnant and it's not us. Abby, you've come in. Now, we're both married to Scott.
I know. Do you call your Scotty too hotty?
No.
Okay.
Just Scotty.
Well, we were at a wedding once and an older lady came over to him and was like, you're Scotty too hotty. And it sort of stayed after that. He danced with her the whole night and then it sort of, I was a little bit worried. But then it sort of stuck. So, yeah. Scotty Too Hottie. He's my tradie husband.
Oh, I love that.
Well, he does Tradie Chat Tuesday on our shows.
Yes.
And people have started coming up and asking photos for him. Like, even so much because we went to Bunnings and they were like, oh, hun, can you take a photo? And I, like, stood there to pose and they're like, no, of Scotty.
I love that.
I love that he's so part of your show. Has he started invoicing the network?
Yes.
He's trying to. He wants to get a sponsorship
deal. I was going to say, Bunnings should be on board. Yeah. So is he, am I understanding he looks after the kids while you're working? First of all, bad mother. Oh, my God.
I know, right? Like, I deserted them.
People always say that to me when I'm working. And if you get a thief, who's got the kids? And I'm just started going, oh, they're just out in the car.
Yeah.
I forgot.
I always say that men of quality don't mind equality. And I've sort of stuck
good.
By that.
That's
and
a good, you should put that on a T-shirt.
Yeah,
perhaps.
Maybe I'll own it. I think I stole it from someone else, but I'll own it. And I got the job that I currently have, which is my dream job up in Brisbane. And I got it when I think I was 7 months pregnant.
Mm.
And I said to my husband, like, I did a trial there. I got the job. And I said, I want to take it. And he goes, oh, but aren't you going to stay at home? And I went, what do you mean stay at home? I don't think so. Mm. And we never had this conversation. He goes, do you want to work? And I went, yeah. And he goes, all right, she'll be right. And that's always been his motto of she'll be right, we'll work it out. So we went up and he stayed at home with our baby. So I tried to get, it was weird, I got parental leave. It was really quite weird. I called up and I tried to get parental leave for him because obviously I organise everything in a household.
You rang his employer to ask.
Well, from the government, I did. Because he was taking some time off because he's self-employed. Yep. And I said, I want to get parental leave. And they said, well, no, we need to put it in the mother's name. And I said, well, it's called parental leave. No. So it was those sort of roadblocks that I found. And then he stayed at home. He's on the line.
Oh, is he there? Oh, I didn't even know. Scotty Too Hottie. Welcome.
Hello, morning ladies. Happy International Day. Shout out to all the ladies out there.
Yes, I love it. And Scotty, I love to see Em and I haven't met you in person yet. I've checked out your photos on Abby's Instagram feed. But it's no pressure, is it? That, you know, Too Hottie, you're a good looking rooster.
Mm. Oh, thanks, but I don't know. I reckon, you know.
Now, Scotty, you've been an amazing support for Abby through her career. And I think this is a great thing about International Women's Day. Mm. It is about also highlighting men who are supporting women. You know, they're behind us, a lot of us in our lives.
Yeah. But I feel like though he should, because half the kid is his, and I don't think we should congratulate men for looking after. Oh, she's getting on her high horse now. I don't think we should congratulate men for looking after a child.
Not.
What I mean? This is the mindset we need to change in society.
Well, if anyone says I'm babysitting their child, I'm like, you what? You know, you're parenting. You're not babysitting your own child. But my husband's never been like that because we've actually managed to sort of go, okay, let's work out a way where we can both forward our career. Mm. It doesn't have to be mine and you just a support team. He's just honestly gone, she'll be right. You do what you want to do and we'll make it work, and I'll do what I want to do and we'll make it work. Mm. And we've always sat down and worked it out. There was a bit of an issue when I first went back to work.
Scotty, are you listening? This is for you.
I'm here in spirit.
You can't get a word in yet, Scotty, but you're here.
I'll wait for my turn.
Right, you'll get it, babe. First day at work, right, I've gone back, I've just had, and I went back quite early, so I've just got the leaky boobs. Mm. I'm trying to, like, express when I'm at work. Mm. I'm just in tears, and I come home, and he's looking after, this is his first time of looking after the baby alone, and I came home, and it would have been 10:30 in the morning, and what did I come home to, Scotty Too Hottie?
Hang on a second, we're not going to bring up that, are we?
Well, I think we just did, and we're live around the country, Scotty, so you better perform.
I better perform. Well, okay, so to true form of me, I was sitting home drinking champagne, watching Desperate Housewives.
I love you.
Yeah, a tradie, and I looked at him like, what are you doing? He goes, babe, don't worry about it. It's light on bubbles and light on alcohol. I was like, that's not what I'm questioning.
I bloody love that. Look, 131060. Today we want to thank men like Scotty. And, like, I'm kind of regretting this phone now after what
it's
I just said.
But I know what you said. And I agree with what you said, absolutely. It's about changing that paradigm because we do both bring children into the world. We both have to support them. Yes. We support it. But it is just there are men that genuinely do appreciate that women have an equal footing. They have an equal place. And it's just about, you know, guys, we love you too. We're including you in this day. Mm.
I'd like to thank my dad, Vincey, who runs my children to school every morning while I'm on breakfast radio.
Oh, go, Vincey.
See, that's perfect. That's the thank. Best. It's not,
No. So 131060, is there a man in your life you'd like to thank for helping you be the best woman you are? I think that's what we want to do now. I'm just having, I'm having on air menopause, just so everyone knows. I'm going through the motions. Look, we've just started live streaming on Facebook. Fifi's like, jeez.
No, I just saw the mess of you turn in the middle of the break and went, well, this will be interesting. I'll see how she gets us out of this.
I love you so much. 301060, is there a man you want to thank in your life? We are live streaming now on Facebook and Twitter. Coming up now, though, every morning, you guys, you're going to have to implement this on the Sydney Breakfast Show that I host with, of course, there's someone else, but I'm the most important. Yeah. I get to pick the song. It's called Em's Gem. Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't know. Abs, are you picking songs?
No, but I will be now.
This is going to happen. Yeah. 100%. Absolutely.
So this one is for everyone. All the ladies getting up today, we're getting ready to kick ass. Is Pat Benatar, All Fired Up. You are live on the Hit Network around the country. Em Rossiano, Fifi Box, Abby Coleman's joining us. We'll be back to take your calls after this.
The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day. All the girls, we
run this mother. Hello, it's Hamish Nady here. Happy International Women's Day.
We are extremely proud that the women we work with from around the Hit Network are broadcasting together this morning in one powerful women conglomerate.
There's so many wonderful women broadcasters across this network, let alone the whole country.
There is, and regional, big cities, whatever. It's a beautiful thing to be part of this morning. And we mean that because we're not part of the guys that got the morning off.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I
mean, we're in the afternoon, so this is a genuine message, not just saying it because we got a bit of time off.
This is International Women's Day across the Hit Network. Hashtag be bold for change.
We're celebrating International Women's Day with all the women from the Hit Network. Em Rossiano, myself, Hello. Fifi Box. You're from Today FM Sydney. I'm from Fox in Melbourne, and we are joined at the moment by the gorgeous Abby Coleman from Hit 105.
Change our name all the time so we understand. Yeah, Hit 105. At the moment.
And we've just had your husband, Scotty Too Hottie, on the phone a few minutes ago. To be honest, he didn't really get a word in.
No, but that's standard.
He tried.
But you did want to thank your husband publicly because it is International Women's Day, but we are still, love men.
I know Em's got it. It does sound weird. International Women's Day, let's thank a man who supported us. But it is true. I guess I just like when you have a man that's just in 2017 doing what they should.
Well, does that make any sense? Now I'm fabulous.
They're not babysitting their own kids, they're parenting. And we've always had 50-50 with everything and made a way to make it work. And it's more thanking my husband in the sense that he has to go against stereotypes. He's gone to mother's group where people have not invited him to the next function.
Oh, no.
So he's had to deal with that as a stay-at-home.
He's getting prejudiced.
Yeah, and now he enjoys it and hopes that there's no other men there. But, it's that sort of thing where he kind of hasn't been worried about what everyone has sort of thought about it. He's just been able to support me in my career the same way that I support him.
That's good. Mm. Good to hear. So we are asking on 131060, is there a man in your life I want to thank? I've thanked my dad, Vincey, because he does everything. Fifi,
can I please thank? Well, I want to thank my dad and my stepdad. And how's his? Yeah. They're both named Alan, which is my. Thanks, Mum. You made that a lot easier.
I was going to say, well done, Phil. Two Alans.
And my brothers, Cameron, Ken. And
all right,
all get in.
Oh, I love it. All right, here we got Louisa in Narrabeen. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, my darling. Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
Who do you want to thank?
My dad as well.
Yeah.
I'm a single mother and going through a really tough time, and I work full time, and without even asking, my dad comes once or twice a week, will help me clean the house or fold up some clothes or just leave things tidy, and so that I can come home and just be with my kids maybe for 30 minutes before having to do the bed routine. And that is just so valuable to me because I don't have like 5 minutes to hand the kids over, and
Oh, that's beautiful. What's your dad's name?
Yes.
Mario.
Oh, you've got a
Mario.
Oh, you've got a little walk.
I've
got a Vincey. I get it, man. Like when I was split up from my husband, my dad took me into his house. He started playing guitar for me. He won't let me pay him. I get it, man. And he looks like Super Mario. So I feel you, Louisa. I see you.
Yeah, you always take him on tour, don't you, Em?
Yeah, yeah, my dad comes on tour with me. I don't pay him, but he comes along. Hello, Emily in Harrington Park.
Hi, I just want to thank my partner, Daniel. He's taken on my 3-year-old son, and he helps me out a lot, like with studying and stuff. And he's actually really taken up the role when he was actually really scared of kids.
Oh, scared of kids. Wow. Before you had him.
Oh, that's good. That's how old are you?
I'm 22, and I have a 3-year-old, yeah.
Oh, goodness. And is he your age also?
No, he's 26.
Okay, good on him. Well, good on him.
Yeah. I love that. He's scared of kids and now he's taken on a 3-year-old.
Good on him.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Sam.
And he changes.
Oh, okay, oh, keep going. Sorry, Emily.
He changes nappies?
He changes nappies?
Yep. And poopy wants to.
Oh, wow. That's a big ass.
See, there's great men all over Australia. Carla from Melbourne. Hi, Carla.
Hi, good morning.
Carla, who's the man in your life you'd like to thank?
My husband. I've been with him for 13 years. We're high school sweethearts. And just from the beginning, we had conversations around getting married and having babies and my career. I'm currently studying a master's degree, and he's just been 100% supportive of my choices, career-wise, marriage-wise, having kids, and he's just been my number one support in all of those things. So I just wanted to thank him.
Oh, that's so... Carla, what's his name?
Matt.
Match is a good name. That's good. So great. You know what they would say, though? And Carla, thank you for calling in. Real men support real women.
Absolutely.
That's all it is. Like, if you're a real man, then you get this.
Quality men don't mind equality. So there you go. Put it on our T-shirt.
Hashtag that. That's happy common.
Patented it.
Thank you for coming in. Thank you for coming here from Brisbane.
Thank you, ladies. You're doing an amazing job.
Being a part of it. You guys, we are live streaming now on Facebook and Twitter. This is the Hit Network celebrating International Women's Day. All the ladies are here. We'll be back shortly.
The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day. All the girls, we run this mother...
Hey, it's Brendan Favola here. Happy International Women's Day.
Hi, I'm Sarah Harris from Studio 10. Happy International Women's Day.
It's so great hearing the women of the Hit Network we work with every single day unite together.
And that's what we need to do, ladies. We need to start using our voices. We need to speak up and demand change. Get to it, sister.
Taking over the world, which is great.
This is International Women's Day across the Hit Network. Hashtag be bold for change.
It is Em Rassiano and Fifi Bob. And we've taken over every single station in the country because it's International Women's Day. The Hit Network have gone, you know what, you guys? Let's give the men the day off on International Women's Day. It's a big show. We've got all the ladies from all around the country. Our counterparts are here, and it's already been very exciting. Fifi Box joining me in the co-captain's chair. And we haven't had a fight yet. We haven't scratched each other's eyes.
No, we haven't.
Out.
And everybody's thinking, how will these two get along?
People, when that
two
got announced.
Strong women from their own radio shows aren't work.
When it got announced, all the staff were like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Oh, they won't be able to look each other in the eye.
I know.
We're fine. You have been astounding me. You've been filming Neighbours.
Yes.
You've been doing breakfast radio. You've been doing The Project.
Yeah, every Tuesday.
I know, honey. Yeah. I just want to check in.
See, I love that.
Are you okay?
I do that. Well, yeah, I'm not even kidding. I'm only just okay.
I know, babe.
In fact, I flew to Sydney last night, as you know. I got in and I got in the taxi and I got to the hotel and I collapsed.
Mm.
I did get a bit emotional because I'm away from my daughter for the night. And in International Women's Day, there's lots of issues. And I think it's just nice to draw attention to some. One of them is as a working mum, and I know you've discussed this recently.
Mm.
The balls you hold in the air, and I'm the first to say I've bit off far more than I can chew right now. And I would argue breakfast radio is a full-time job, and that's probably all I needed.
I see you, I salute you.
But my dream of becoming Nicole Kidman and being an actress, I got carried away with it and I've committed to Neighbours. So for the last 6 weeks, I've been a really absent mum, and it's taken its toll on me because as a single mum, she is, in many ways, I'm all she's got.
Mm.
And I've got this village around me and my mum and my brother, and I've got people who take care of her while I'm not there. But the guilt that you feel when you are a working mum, and you know this because you're very humble, but you work as hard and you're in the country and you've got your shows, but there is this... It's a guilt that you can't escape.
No.
And my daughter the other day when I got home, I asked her how kindy was, and she's just started kindy. And even for that, because of the neighbour's schedule, I couldn't be there to pick her up from her first day at kinder. And I cried myself to sleep that night. So painful because I was a career mum before. And for a long time because, I had her at 37. So I was a career woman and I was always doing that. And then I always thought to myself, I'm going to lead by example. I'm going to show my daughter that you can do it and you know what, you strive for your dreams. But there are those moments late at night. And I have people, and they're wonderful, come up to me and say, thank you for doing this and you're a great role model. And you know that when you're in the media, you tend to become a role model inadvertently in many cases. And then, but I can be alone by myself at night and feel like I'm failing.
Yeah.
Because when I got home the other day and I say, honey, what did you do at kindy today? And she said, well, Kerri-Anne, what I did. Ooh. And now Kerri-Anne is her nanny.
You're not Kerri-Anne.
I know. And I went, no, I'm mummy.
I'm mummy.
And the look on her face. Look, she's got a sense of humour already because she just then called me Kerri-Anne for the rest of the night because she saw mummy got very annoyed by that. But, you know, when she's asleep, I'm looking at her little angel face and I'm looking at her thinking, am I enough? Like, am I doing enough for you? Because I don't want to have put career first. You are first because she's my everything. She's my everything. And even when I get a few people in my life saying, maybe you've... you know, neglecting her a bit. I'm like, yeah, that does
I'm sorry, happen. Can I have their names and numbers?
You don't
so I can go swiftly punch them all in the throat.
But
you are enough. Like, I don't know if it takes me looking you in the eye as someone who's also working, and I bit off way more than I can chew. Last week, I quit my job twice, this one.
But you just started this. You can't quit this now.
I was so upset. I was working both ends of the day. I was doing stand-up comedy. I was doing radio. My daughter's starting VC. I'm away from her. And you lay down at night and it's that last minute before you fall asleep and you get the anxiety and the guilt and you run through your day and I think a lot of women out there, a lot of you do this and I just want to be able to say just what you're doing makes you a better mother.
Mm.
And I've always been really fought for this and been an advocate of women who completely lose themselves in their families, often are the ones that end up at the end of the day feeling, well, what about me? What am I? So we're watering our love in our own gardens and showing our daughters and showing the women of Australia, hopefully the young girls, that, you know, it's okay to want things for yourself. Mm. So you, Fifi Box, have my absolute... I was going to swear then. my absolute, like, you are more than enough. And the devotion you have, I know because I know you to your daughter and you're so good at your job. And it's just, it's so nice to be able to do this with you today.
And you know what? I'm going to have another little moment between you and I based on a lot of people going, how are these two going to get along today? I remember, Em Rossiano, a few years ago when I was pregnant. And I was struggling at the time because I was heavily pregnant. I was suffering from really bad morning sickness. And you were doing an afternoon show at the time. So was I, actually. Yeah. We were both in the afternoon. Yeah. And you came into my office because I was sitting there alone thinking, how am I going to do this? And you said, I'm here for you. You said, I know what you're going through. And you said, I'm going through my own stuff at the moment. And just so you know, I'm here. I'm a shoulder if you ever need anything.
God, I'm getting teary.
No, but I never forgot
that's so
that.
Kind.
And it was
important.
Lovely.
Well, it's important. Well, on International Women's Day, you've got Fifi Box, Deb Rossiani crying and just saying to all the working mothers, to all the mothers out there, no more guilt. It's crushing and it's pointless emotion. I'm just going to have a moment, you guys, all right? We're live streaming on Facebook and Twitter. You can see us crying now. We'll be back with more ladies. Ash London's coming in, thank God. We'll see you after this.
The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day. All the girls, we
run this mother. Hi, it's Bill Shorten here.
Hi, it's Samantha Armitage here. Happy International Women's Day. It's so great hearing the women of the Hit Network unite together.
It's time to recommit to gender equality, equal pay, equal opportunity, and the elimination of violence against women once and for all.
I believe women need to have the backs of other women.
Keep up the good work. We're with you. Happy International Women's Day.
This is International Women's Day across the Hit Network. Hashtag be bold for change.
It's the Hit Network. We are celebrating International Women's Day around the country. You can stream live on Facebook, on Twitter, on all our websites. Mm. I'm joined by Em Rossiano. We've been here the long haul
Hello,
together.
Hello, Dally. Who are you?
I'm Fifi Box.
Yes,
and
you are.
Why do I keep forgetting my name? and we are joined at the moment by the gorgeous Ash London, who you will know she's one of our national identities, rocking it every night, Ash, every weeknight for us.
Thank you, my darling.
And I love this. We've just had a real heart-to-heart, Em and I, and it's great. But
we needed a gear shift.
Yeah.
We needed someone to stop the two of us just in the fetal position crying in the corner.
Yeah, thanks for the intro. But as a lady who is yet to have babies, who has spent a couple of moments in my career stressing about can I actually have it all? It's amazing to be here with two chicks that have well and truly done it all.
Who told you that?
No, because I see you both and you're honest about the struggles of it. Yes, it's hard, but yes, it's totally doable.
I love you.
And you're kicking it in the dick. And I think that's a wonderful thing.
Thank you. Yes, and on International Women's Day, what better thing to kick in?
Exactly.
Now, what have you bought for us?
Well, I host the National Night Music Show.
Yes,
so
you
as
do.
You know, it's my number one passion in life is music. So I wanted to talk about something around music. week, and the fact that a lot of our listeners are younger. So I take it, it's a responsibility to me to make sure that the messaging we're putting out there and the bands and the music that we're playing are a positive one for women. And I think what I want to talk about is a new breed of female pop star.
Good, because I have a nearly 16-year-old.
Exactly.
And she's looking. She's looking for someone to believe in.
It's true, because it stresses me out, because I think if I had a daughter, and you're both mums to daughters, who would I want them to be listening to? And I think when I was a bit younger, we had women, and we still have women like Beyonce and Rihanna, who were incredible, and they own their sexuality in a way that this is my body, my rules, I decide what's sexy. But I kind of think that for a lot of types of women and young women especially, that's not something that they can resonate with.
But even Rihanna, I had my 10-year-old in the backseat singing, "There's sex in the air, I don't care, I love the smell of it." I'm like, no, you don't.
No, you don't. No,
you don't know what the smell sex. Like.
You're 10 years old. So I love Rihanna. Fantastic.
Yes.
I wish she'd pop a cardi on every now and then. I wonder if she's getting cold.
Yeah.
But I need someone new.
Exactly. Well, I'm here to tell you there is indeed, there's a lot of new ones, but there's one in particular I want to focus on. Her name is Alessia Cara. And for people out there listening that might know, think, who is Alessia Cara? You'll know this song. There's a hopeless way. So
she's ace.
She's ace. A bit of background on her. She's 20 years old only. She released her first EP when she was 17. Wrote and produced a lot of it herself. Her debut album just came out. All the songs she wrote when she was 16 and 17. She owns her image. You won't really see her in a lot of makeup. We had her in recently. She had torn jeans and Converses on. And I had an amazing opportunity to sit down with her in studio and 10 teenagers and just have a bit of a Q&A.
Oh, I love that.
And one of the girls asked this great question. She said, which lyric are you proudest of on the album? And I want you to take a listen to Alessia's response.
I think it's the most powerful line to me is the world can change its heart, because that's basically the entire message of the song. And it just showing people that it's the world that needs to change its perspective. It's not you. Who are you to tell us how we have to look? You don't ever have to change you.
Isn't that wonderful?
So good. And you're right, because a lot of people didn't know her before she came here on her recent visit. And I kept hearing that. She was doing a lot of her TV interviews in jeans and runners. And she reminds me a little bit of, remember when Lily Allen first came on the scene? And I remember at the time going, oh, I can wear sneakers with a dress. Oh, that's awesome. Because it's true. As a young girl, you look, they are role models. And we are looking to them for fashion, for trend, for accepting ourselves.
Yeah, and she's doing it on her own terms. And I think that is really exciting. And I had asked her, I said, was there ever any pressure to change some of these lyrics? Because she talks about self-harm, about eating disorders, and some of the ways she did it are quite upfront and it can be quite jarring. And I said, was there pressure? Because let's be honest, most of the producers you work with and everyone who runs major labels, they're men. Mm. And she said, look, they didn't have a chance to tell me to change it because I wrote this when I was 16. I did it before anyone cared.
Yeah.
And then with Spotify and with things like that and YouTube, she amasses an audience and then the record label comes to the table, which means we're seeing a new breed of young females who are doing it on their own terms, who are wielding more power when they're getting their record deals. Mm. And this is the result. So I'm really excited as someone who works in the music industry that these are the kind of artists we get to champion, men and women, you know, boys and girls who are doing it on their own terms. They're owning their version of what's sexy, what's beautiful. And brains is sexy. Talent is sexy. Mm. Knowing who you are and being honest and authentic about that is the sexiest thing. So as someone who is yet to have kids, but hopefully will have some girls, hopefully one of them is as cute as Trixie. That child is a freak.
She's a cutie.
I'm really excited. Well, I feel good.
The hair on your child is going to, I'm going to envy it. I envy it already. It's not even born. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty special.
Well, Ash, thank you so much for coming in. You were up late last night. On again tonight, no doubt.
Absolutely.
What have we got to look forward to? An Ash London Live.
It's going
to
be lots of chicks. So I'm taking a look back at
That's convenient.
We've got interviews with Lady Gaga, Emily Sunde, Zara Larsson, more with Alessia Cara, some of my favourite female artists, the music and interviews. I'm really excited for it.
Thank you for out there paving the way and pioneering.
I love you girls.
Oh my God, there's so much love in the room. look, you guys, you are listening to this very special International Women's Day live broadcast around the country. The Hit Network have got all the ladies together. The boys are having the day off. We need to workshop that for next year. We'll be back after this.
The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day. All the girls, we
run this mother. Hey, it's highly sought after international hand model Dave Thornton here.
Hi, it's Kylie Gillies here. Happy International Women's Day.
Just want to say Happy International Women's Day, or HILD for short. I'm not sure if that's going to take off.
So great hearing the women of the HIT Network unite together. When it comes to what needs to be changed for women now, I believe we need to focus on empowering the next generation. Teach our girls they're valued and to aim for the stars.
Today, let's get the hashtag trending Be Bold for Change so we can focus on real issues like bridging the gender pay gap.
This is International Women's Day across the HIT Network.
We're celebrating International Women's Day around the HIT Network. You can stream us live around Australia, joined by all the amazing, talented, successful women on this radio network. Of course, Em Rossiano with me. I'm Fifi Box. Should I just start with my name?
I feel like I'll you can. Like, time. I totally I give you permission. Look, I wanted to talk about something, which everyone's like, are you sure? I'm like, yes. Before I go away or overseas or I leave the children, because I'm a terrible working mother and I leave them in the car at the airport. I used to write a just in case of death letter to my girls.
Did you really do it? When was the first time you did
I started doing that, I think, 12 years ago.
I'd cry every time I did that.
Yeah, I did. Well, my advice isn't like emotional advice. It's more practical things like, you know, don't wear plastic bra straps ever. Bitch, I can see you. I can see that. You look like a bedazzled rack of lamb. Just get a better bra or change your top. Right. So like that kind of thing, the important stuff that I don't think their dad might remember. And I used to scroll them on like the back of Telstra envelopes and then lose them. So if I did die, they wouldn't be able to find it anywhere. So I got given a book deal and I wrote a book and in the book I put the letter. And I just, you know, they're a little pearls of wisdom that I worry that will be overlooked if my time is to be up right now. So I just thought someone can chuck them a copy of the book. I didn't give them a free copy, Faith, because you've got to work for things in life.
Of course you do. Okay? Absolutely. And right. Now your daughters have to buy your book to get this advice.
Pretty much. But there's stuff in there that I guess experience. And one of the things I wrote to them was, you know, when you find yourself on the precipice of a complete emotional breakdown, ask yourself the following questions. Am I tired? Have I eaten enough? Am I thirsty? When did I last exercise? And what's coming up for me that I'm worried about?
I fail every one of those questions right now.
Me too.
I had Pringles and a Mars bar for dinner last night, so I'm on fire.
I'm hungover after 9 rosés last night, so I am thirsty. When did I last exercise? Can't remember. What's coming up for me? My life. So, yeah, I just think I was very passionate about it. And I recently kind of toured the country with my dad, Vincey, God love you. And yesterday he came in and I condensed the letter into a song.
Oh, I love this.
So right now you're going to hear the Just In Case of Death letter that I wrote for my girls in song form. My dad, Vincey, came in and we played it yesterday. It's rough as guts. I don't want letters saying, you can't sing. I was on Australian Idol, you guys. I can. It was just rough yesterday. It's out of tune a bit. My dad's 65. Just don't be dickheads, okay? This is, oh my God, I'm praying to myself. I'm so Barbara Streisand right now.
I love this.
This is me singing my Just In Case of Death letter to my girls.
Hey, girls, I have things to tell you. I still have to teach you a thing or two. You know by now, Mom has checked out. How did I die? Was it traumatic for you? Did I walk under a bus or get hit by a train? Did I look really hard on my funeral? Did everyone cry and get drunk on champagne? But enough about me, I need to explain. Hey girls, don't be dickheads, and always tell each other the truth. If her ass gets fat, make sure you tell her that. And don't mess too much with your pubes. Please don't walk under a bus or get hit by a train. Wear plastic bra straps, do ice or cocaine. Invest in great jeans and make friends with a gay. He'll dress you good, it's in your DNA. If I was pushed under a bus or in front of a train, avenge my death, inflict maximum pain. Maximum pain. Away! to get married. Maybe adopt a dog or two. Earn your own cash and call your dad. 'Cause family's the thing that'll pull you through. Go traveling inside a bus. Keep reading books on the train. If you're falling in love, make sure it's with his brain. And if you give birth, take all the drugs for the pain. I love you both. I wish I could see you again. Avenge my death.
Wow. Oh, that's a bit weird. I'm so sorry I made you sit. It's so weird and self-indulgent. No. I made her sit and listen.
No, it's not. I'm crying.
Oh, you're crying. Let's set her up again.
No, it's a beaut. That was incredible. Em, oh, she's so really crying. I'm crying.
I forgot I was on air. I know Adelaide don't like the swearing. Oh, don't complain. I'm sorry. Sydney and Melbourne are used to my swearing. Adelaide's not. Don't complain, city of churches.
I love that. It's a such a beautiful message. Thank you. You've got me again, Em. Well done.
Thanks.
You're the best.
Avenge my death.
The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day. All the girls, we
run this mother. G'day, it's Harley Breen.
Hello, I'm Jessica Rowe from Studio 10.
Happy International Women's Day.
It's so great hearing the women of the Hit Network unite together.
As a feminist, I'm proud that you guys are leading the station today.
I want to have my daughters grow up in a world where it doesn't matter that they're women, that they'll have exactly the same opportunities as men. Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Ladies' Day.
This is International Women's Day across the Hit Network. Hashtag be bold for change.
That's right, we're celebrating International Women's Day on the Hit Network. I'm Fifi Box. Em Rossiano is with me. We have had quite a fun morning together, Em. Mm. We keep saying this. People are like, two women.
Is it going to be
and
okay?
And bringing other women. Oh, what's going to happen in that studio? Mm. It's been fantastic. And up next, we're going to keep talking about things. I'm a bit...
You'll be fine. I just want to alert New Idea, Women's Weekly, Daily Mail. Fife's about to talk about her life. So you might want to get your pens up because you've got nothing better to write about. If you are one of the media outlets sitting out here that I've just mentioned, I love you. Thank you for coming in to watch. But next, we will be talking about Fife and the issues she does face on the socials. What? They know. Don't write mean things about you or I'll come at you, bro. Come at me, bro. That's next.
The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day. All the girls, we
run this mother. Hey, it's Brendan Favola here. Happy International Women's Day.
Hi, I'm Sarah Harris from Studio 10. Happy International Women's Day.
It's so great hearing the women of the Hit Network we work with every single day unite together.
And that's what we need to do, ladies. We need to start using our voices. We need to speak up and demand change. Get to it, sister.
Taking over the world, which is great.
This is International Women's Day across the Hit Network. Hashtag be bold for change.
It's the Hit Network. We're right around Australia this morning celebrating International Women's Day. Em Rossiano, my dear friend sitting next to me. I'm Fifi Box. You're doing something
I'm
now on your phone.
I'm live streaming on my Facebook page. You can go watch if you want. I'm just going to live stream. I said don't drop an F-bomb because it's not in delay.
I love this. I'll try and concentrate. Now, here we go. 131060.
Yeah.
Right now, call if you've had somebody say something insulting about your appearance.
Because, online? Or just in general?
No, just in general.
Really? Wow, where are you going? I feel like there's some free therapy happening right now.
Well, there will be because I want to talk about this. Now, I am sitting here in front of you, Em, sans makeup. I've got nothing on.
Let's have a chat about that. Let's have a chat. Your boobs look great,
do you know
doll.
What?
Look at them. They look so good.
I'll cover
don't put them away.
For a second.
Let's talk about the fact that I'm in a full face and you're fresh. Thanks for the heads up, man.
No, do you know why?
Oh, it's International Women's Day. Why should I have to conform to society's preconceptions of what normal is? I'm going to go a fresh face. Or turn up. I look like a drag queen.
No, you look amazing. And I just want to make this really clear. I love makeup. I love going out. And my favourite thing is get made up. And I do a lot of, we both do television appearances. We do that. I personally am sick of people commenting on not only my appearance, but everyone's appearance because in the media, you get this, you cop it. At the moment, online, there's a photo of you and you walk into the shops,
Fifi, M, makeup free, no makeup, as if that's shock horror. And it's not just about being in the media. This has been happening my whole life. And I worry about this because I have a daughter. You've got two daughters. Mm. I've got a three-year-old at the moment. And I worry about where we're heading with this. And we won't go into too much detail about social media and Insta models and bikini selfies. Because the focus on appearance is so debilitating sometimes to the point where even when I walked out of the hotel room this morning and I looked in the mirror and I was tempted, even in my bag, I've brought my contouring brush. I'm like, I've got no cheekbones.
Don't you look fresh-faced.
Yeah, but look at this. I've got eyelashes on my actual face. I've got blonde eyebrows. Mm. There's no definition there. And I've grown up my whole life thinking that I need to look a certain way. And even when I started in the industry, I remember I was 26 at the time and I was in a hair and makeup chair at a TV network. And the makeup artist said to me, you know, you really need some Botox in those crow's
feet.
And I was 26 at the time. And then I've been on certain TV shows over the year where they've requested a spray tan, even radio network photo shoots. Can you please get a spray tan for that photo shoot? So I'm sitting here. I've got uneven skin tone. I don't have a spray tan. I don't have lashes. This is me as I am. And I was so uncomfortable walking in the building here today. And I hate that. I hate that I don't feel good enough. Just me, like me. And I know that photos are going to be taken of us this morning and they'll go around online.
Babe, I'll filter your face so hard. You look like Sonia Kruger's forehead. It'll be amazing.
What about that, Em? Even people filter you. Somebody introduced me to Facetune recently. I said, what's that? And they said, I'm just fixing your face.
I filter.
And do you?
I know. And it makes me a bad woman. I'm a bad feminist.
No.
The online comments, and I've had like the worst. I get coppered all the time because at some angles I think I look good, and at some angles I've been told I look like a chewed up Barbie doll. So I get like Ruby Rose's Let Herself Go, like what happened to Pink, her face melted. Yes, I've had all of that. And so I'm okay because I'm a comic. People don't like, I have different, they don't, you don't get funny from being pretty, Fief. Like I'm well aware of my face and the limitations and the positives.
But that's not true. Em, you are pretty.
Thank God you said that.
God, you're beautiful.
I've been leading you into telling me I'm pretty.
But you are. You're beautiful.
No, but you know what? Like, stop commenting on women's appearances. All of you listening right now, if you ever sit down in front of a computer to write something horrible about the way a woman looks, shame on you. If I could find you and if I could put you on public and not get sued, which I have got sued before, for doing that, I would, because it's disgusting.
It is.
Because I want to be able to take that person and make a comment to their face about how they look.
Absolutely. And you know what, Em, though? I would love girls, and there'll be girls at the moment going to school and that you know, there'll be mums and dads with their girls in the car right now. I think every girl, woman deserves to walk out their front door and not worry about the numbers on the scales, whether or not they've got, you know, rouge on their lips, or cheeks, or lipstick on, or lip gloss, or contouring, all these things. Just let it go. You're okay. And I want that for my daughter. And she's three. And I'm like, in International Women's Day, we're talking about women's issues. That is something that I would love to choose to wear makeup, choose not to wear makeup. We're not focusing on appearances. And even back to some of the things, insults you've heard. I remember when I was 19, I had my boyfriend at the time said to me that I shouldn't wear shorts. I have not worn a pair of shorts since I was 19 years old.
Get those legs out.
I'm riddled with insecurities, riddled with them. I remember when I started doing radio and I was put up on a billboard, and one of my friends, my actual girlfriend, said to me, Fifi, you've got to get them to take that billboard down. Your nose looks ginormous. And I know I've got a unique nose. Like, I'm well aware of it.
She's a good friend.
And, you know,
an amazing friend.
I know.
You have terrible friends.
I know. But even now I'm sitting here, I know I've got this awful age spot that I got when I was pregnant.
Fifi.
And what about this massive zit that started this morning?
I didn't even notice. Now it's all I can look at.
And I can't even put concealer on because I decided today to celebrate International Women's Day, I'm just going to try to embrace me.
Fine.
But 13 10 60, this doesn't just happen if you're in the public eye and if you're in the media like Em and I are. This is happening in workplaces, in your social groups, your family. Sometimes it's your mum that can say the most hurtful things to you.
Wiping off my eyebrows, and that's a big deal. Everyone knows. It's the point of International Women's Day. I'm wiping off my eyebrows.
13, 10, 60. What is the most insulting thing you've had said to you? And maybe, Em, we can change their mind. We can talk you back into loving your thighs.
I'll just be taking the names of the people who said it. But, yeah, we'll take your calls next.
Uh-huh. The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day.
All the good.
girls, we run this mother.
G'day, it's Harley Breen.
Hello, I'm Jessica Rowe from Studio 10.
Happy International Women's Day.
It's so great hearing the women of the Hit Network unite together.
As a feminist, I'm proud that you guys are leading the station today.
I want to have my daughters grow up in a world where it doesn't matter that they're women, that they'll have exactly the same opportunities as men. Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Ladies' Day.
This is International Women's Day across the Hit Network. Hashtag be bold for change.
We're live around the Hit Network this morning, an Australian first, celebrating International Women's Day. Em Rossiano from Today FM. I'm Fifi Box from Fox FM. And we're talking about appearance. And this is an issue for women because, and we are both mothers to young girls, mm-hmm. and there is such an attachment to self-worth and self-esteem to one's looks. And I've come in here this morning without makeup, yep. with nothing on, yep. and I even, you just heard, Em, we were just told then after the show, we've got a photo shoot. And I went, oh, but people are going to see me look like this. Now, I shouldn't feel that way about myself.
Yeah, but you look good.
I do.
No, but I would tell you, you know, I just would say it. I, on the other hand, look like a drag queen.
You don't
because my sister, Fifi, didn't go, you know what? We're making a stand tomorrow. We're not wearing makeup. No, this one just did it on her own.
No, I'm not anti-makeup. I will go
back
to makeup.
No, we love makeup.
I just, for one day in my life, I wanted to go, you know what? This face is okay.
Yeah.
And I'm still struggling with it a bit, but this is what I want to teach my daughter. You're okay the way you are. Mm. And we were talking about things people have said to you that have insulted you and your looks and how attached you can get to those comments and they stay with you forever. We've got Rebecca here from Yarra Glen. Hi, Beck.
Hi, guys. How you going?
We're great. Beck, what did someone say to you?
Ever since I started high school, people have been calling me too skinny.
Too skinny?
Too skinny. Mm. Nothing's ever good enough.
No, nothing is ever good enough. And does it make you, I mean, obviously, do you ever say anything back?
Not really, no. It sort of it's gotten to the point now where it just really, really affects me.
Oh, darling.
Oh, no. Well, see, Beck, and you'd have people like me say, I wish someone had said that about me. Mm. But it doesn't change the way it makes you feel. And it's about just feeling lesser. You feel less than you should and you shouldn't.
Mm. And is it still affecting you now at 23?
It certainly is. So I am so aware of it now that when I go out for dinner, I'll eat more and more and more just so that people don't think I have an eating disorder.
Oh, darling. Beck. Oh, that's crap. So to anyone who knows Beck from Yarra Glen, she's just naturally thin and back the hell off.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what she looks like. In fact, and this is the other thing that we read these things all the time about people in the media. Let's do a story about a woman and not mention her physicality whatsoever.
Oh, no, that
would be wonderful.
Most publications would shut down.
Sue in Sydney. Hi, Sue.
Hello, how are you?
What have people said to you?
I get told basically from the time I was 13, I look like a boy.
Me too, man. I cop that too. So have you ever, Sue, have you ever been so mortified you've just gone along with it and pretended to be a man?
I am basically Justin Bieber lookalike right now at the age of 40.
Does it offend you?
When I was at high school and everything, it did. I even went to the beauty parlor once and asked the lady to make me beautiful, and she just laughed at me and said, "You're beyond help."
That's so wrong.
Wow. But now?
Now, no. I am a born and bred feminist. Anything that a man can do, I can do better.
Good. Good, sir.
And basically work in a male-dominated industry where I'm at the top of the game.
Good on you, man.
But just how dare someone look at you and tell you that you look like
mate,
a boy?
But you know what happens. I mean, we can sit here and we can whinge and preach all we want. But it's going to happen again today.
I know.
There's going to be an article written about this show and you and I are going to be in the picture and
somebody's going to say,
D-bags are going to write stuff underneath.
Where did Fifi's eyelashes go? Does she have eyebrows? What happened?
Did Em come straight from the drag show?
Wendy, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're great, Wendy.
Tell us what was said.
Yeah.
So I was attending an IT conference. So I'm in the IT industry, and I had a male colleague. We were having a few drinks, sit down and say to me, you know what, if you were ugly, looked a little bit older and dressed differently, people would take you more seriously.
Oh, that's so helpful.
No, so they were saying if you were uglier, so your looks were a disadvantage.
If I was uglier and I looked old, I've got a bit of a baby face. People would take me more seriously. It was seriously the most insulting thing anybody has ever said to me, and it literally broke me down.
Did you tell him that? Did you say that in response?
Oh, I, I broke down at that moment, and I walked off, and it turned into a huge issue. But I it literally broke me, and it's still like I'm still shaking thinking about that.
Yeah, and that's the thing people don't realize. I think it's just it deeply affects, especially women. It deeply affects us when someone says something about your appearance. That's all you focus on, and it entrenches in your DNA. And
it's tight, isn't it?
I mean, you're still holding the shorts thing. By the way, your legs are fine. No.
I've never worn a longer dress in my life.
Oh, darling. I want to thank everyone for their calls. It's a tough one to talk about. It's been a huge morning. We are broadcasting live around the Hit Network for International Women's Day. Coming up, we have our dear friend Carrie Bickmore and the legendary Constance Hall. There's still so much more to come. Make sure you hang around.
The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day.
Girls, we run this mother. Hi, it's Bill Shorten here.
Hi, it's Samantha Armitage here. Happy International Women's Day. It's so great hearing the women of the Hit Network unite together.
It's time to recommit to gender equality, equal pay, equal opportunity, and the elimination of violence against women once and for all.
I believe women need to have the backs of other women.
Keep up the good work. We're with you. Happy International Women's Day.
This is International Women's Day across the Hit Network. Hashtag be bold for change.
Sorry.
It's wear the suit.
Absolutely. This is the Hit Network. We're celebrating International Women's Day in an Australian first. The women of the Hit Network have gathered together and united. Em Rossiano, we've nearly spent 3 hours together.
Yes, what? Fifi Box.
Thank you for saying my name.
We have. It's been fun. It's been loose. You know what? Your professionalism has been highlighted to me today and my lack of. No, you have reined me in. I feel like I've been female Fev for you today.
No, you've been, no, fun. And I love fun and free and footloose. Do you know what? It's very kind you say that, but don't forget at 6:05, I looked at a piece of paper to read my name. So I've still got some areas that I could definitely work on.
It's been a rollercoaster.
It certainly has. And speaking of women of this network, one of our newest members, and we could not love her more, from Carrie and Tommy in the Afternoon. You know her. Carrie Bickmore, welcome to International Women's Day.
Hey, Bickers.
Good morning. How are we all?
We're loose, Carrie.
How many times have we cried? I think, Bickers, we've cried between us 5 times, maybe.
You're taking a leaf out of my book.
It has been. And we were talking.
I currently have a 2-year-old laughing at you in the background as well. She makes cry at any point because I'm trying to stop her playing the recorder and smudging lipstick all over the best friend because she doesn't like me being on the phone. Oh, so I could all end up in tears by the end of this call.
But because you're a strong role model for that little girl. You're a strong woman role model. Do you see my segue? Do you see how good I am?
You're very clever.
Yeah. Thank you. Now you've come on because you do want to talk about that.
I did. So I know you guys have covered a lot of issues today, but I also just wanted to celebrate women this morning and celebrate the awesomeness of women and the women in my life in particular, my mum. She's already sent me a happy Women's Day text. Yeah, she sent it yesterday because she's one of those women that's very organised.
Didn't want to forget.
I love that. Yeah.
But she has her whole life been a huge advocate for women, you know, professionally. But she's also been an incredible role model for me. She's had a pretty tough life herself and, you know, she's been one of those women that just puts one foot in front of the other. She's incredibly resilient. And I often think of her and think if I could be half the mum that she was to me, then, you know, my daughter's going to, you know, hopefully have a good life. And I was talking to Fee last night. We were talking at breaks about her and I sort of was reflecting on it. So I'm going to move away from my daughter who is playing the recorder and Fee at the same time.
Fantastic.
And I was reflecting on it. And I thought, you know what, I don't remember my mum ever sitting down with us and having big chats about what it meant to be a strong woman and what it meant to be a woman in this world and all of that. Because I don't remember those big conversations with me and my sisters. I remember my mum just taught us through example. Like, she worked so incredibly hard. She had to put food on the table, but she also loved her job. But she was also a great mum. And I know you've spoken about this morning about trying to juggle it all. And I hate that word, but that's the reality of it all, trying to juggle it all. And I was reflecting on the fact that she used to sit, I did dancing 3 or 4 nights a week, and she used to sit outside the studio, and this is before the time of iPhones, and she would sit there, I don't know what she did for 2.5 hours every night. She did her marking, she did shopping lists, she organised our lives because it was just so hectic. She never once complained, and I remember thinking, gosh, like, it was just such selflessness. She did everything so that our lives could be better, but at the same time, you know, was doing the stuff she wanted to and you know, offering the world so much. And I remember one conversation I had with her once where she said, "Do you enjoy doing dancing?" And I'd been doing it for my whole childhood.
and I was in year 10 and I went four nights a week, and I said, I don't anymore. I said, I don't feel like I fit in. I don't feel like I'm just not happy doing it. And she said, well, that's it. We're done. She said, you show me that you can commit to something. You show me that, you know, when you put your mind to something, you'll give it your best shot. And she said, but you should never do something that doesn't make you feel happy and fulfilled. And we went home, and that was it. And that, you know, I stopped doing dancing from that point on. And I remember thinking that she always wanted us to give out everything to everything we did. But she always wanted us to make sure at the end of the day that when we closed our eyes at night, we were content and happy. And I sent her a message last night. I said, can you tell me some of the things that I can share that you did with us as kids to help, you know, sort of make us strong women? And I've got the list here that she sent to me. And they, I thought that they would be like really, I thought they'd be really, I don't know, like inspirational things that she said. But she said to me, I dressed you in overalls and gave you boys toys. Your favourite was a truck that came apart using a screwdriver. She said, I raised you girls to know that you could do anything and that you had to be able to do everything. And that was true. We were like up ladders. We were out with the chooks. We were marining. We did everything. It wasn't like you're a girl, you wouldn't do this. We did it all. She said, I had to, I taught you to learn tennis and golf so that you could interact with anyone that you came across in your life, which is weird because not everyone plays golf. But she said, I got you to eat different cultural foods, which she did. We went through this real Thai phase in our house for about 2 years. That was really good. She said, we had a very generous household. Hospitality was key. We always had people that didn't have anywhere else to go come and spend their time in our house. She said, I read to you guys a lot. And she said, and I taught you how to make gravy. She didn't do that well, so I still can't make gravy. But I sort of, after reading that note, I thought that's the thing. Sometimes when you think of International Women's Day, you think it's only just about, you know, sharing messages of what who women can be and what they do. And sometimes it's just the example that sets from, you know, the woman before you. And and those simple little things we did as a family, you know, have helped, you know, the three of us girls, you know, live a happy life. It hasn't been a life without challenge. It hasn't been a life without struggle. But, you know, each day we all get up and we put our best foot forward and go about the day. I just want to thank my mum. She's amazing.
That's, you know what, that's good, because, and this is the point out to every mother listening now, you're someone's role model. You are. You don't have to be Fifi Box or Carrie Bickmore. Like, if you just, whatever you're doing, you're someone's role model.
And it is nice too to even, because I know there was a bit of debate about this day and people, yes, you know, they were changing traffic lights and that's and there's all this tokenism talk. But what's wrong with one day recognising
nothing.
The women in your life and what you learned, and even just giving each other a pat on the back? Because Carrie, you
did, you guys have strong mums?
Yeah, yes. My mum, Jen, yeah, too strong.
We both sighed after that.
My mum's a baby boomer and was stuck. Studying, was working, was doing her masters, was having two children. Like, she set the example probably too well.
My mum did that too. She was doing a PhD every night. I'd be like, what are you doing, mum? You know, 10 o'clock at night.
And sewing my dance. Same with you, sewing my dance costumes, all that stuff. And I think she maybe set a little too good of an example so that I felt that I had to be able to achieve all those things also on my own. But yeah, my mum's very strong. She's terrifying. I am the way I am for a reason.
That's so funny, because my mum, and Carrie, you've met my mum, my mum's terrifying too.
Yes.
But no. She's not terrifying.
Oh, just to me.
Yeah. Fifi and I both, our eyes are twitching.
But she's, I better just quickly do this, guys, because you know she'll be listening.
Yeah.
I love my mum and she's an amazing role model too.
Love you, pal. Love you, Jenny Rossiano. Bickers, what's your mum's name?
Jenny.
Oh, same with me, Jenny. Oh, we love the Jennies. Bickers, thank you so much. We know you're busy there with Evie, and thank you for being on. And you'll also obviously be on the radio this afternoon with Tommy Little. Thank you very much. Happy International Women's
Day. Have a good rest of your show. Bye.
Bye, darling.
The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day.
Hello, gorgeous creatures. It's Julia Morris here.
Hi, it's Dr. Chris Brown.
And a very, very happy International Women's Day.
Look, it's great to hear women of the Hit Network uniting together.
You know what? When it comes to what needs to be changed for women now, I believe that every single generation of women has the ability to change things for the next generation of women. I know it was harder for the women before me, and I have a feeling it's going to be a bit easier for the women after me.
I just believe we need more women in positions of leadership. Women have so much to offer in those roles. it should not be news for a woman to be leader. It should be seen as being the norm. And the sooner this changes, the better.
This is International Women's Day across the HIT Network. Hashtag be bold for change.
Celebrating International Women's Day around the HIT Network, streaming live, Em Rossiano, Fifi Box. Having a lot of fun this morning and talking to some amazing women who work for this network. And up next, we have, this woman is phenomenal. Her online presence is astronomical. The people who follow this, I'm going to call her the queen herself.
She's the queen.
Constance Hall, welcome to the
show. Good morning. Thank you.
Oh, Con, I know it's like 2 a.m. in Perth, so well done.
It feels like 2 a.m. I'm hiding in my wardrobe so I don't wake anyone up.
We were trying to let you off the hook, but then we thought, no, we want to hear from you because it is International Women's Day.
Yes. Now, Con, you are, look, I'm really interested to know, you obviously have over a million followers and you put yourself out there, girlfriend. I remember being quite startled that after you'd had a fight with Bill, you'd taken a photo of yourself in a hotel room crying and posted it. And I remember feeling like, God, you really don't hold anything back for yourself. Do you struggle then when people criticize you on your page?
Yeah, that's why I did that photo, because I was getting criticised big time on my page and I'd had a fight with Bill, and I always say to myself, you can handle it from one direction because you can like get really strong and fight them off. But when someone hits you from the other direction as well, you just crumble. And so that's what was happening. Me and Bill were fighting and saying these awful things to each other, and I was like, I won't say what I was saying because I know you're live, but
thank you.
I went into the hotel room, and then I had this whole blackface debacle where somebody put a picture of their kid dressed in blackface on my visitor's post, and then all these like semi-famous people were like screenshotting it and putting it on their pages and going, oh, I'm a racist, but that doesn't matter because I'm queening. And I'm like, no, that's exactly the opposite of what I stand for. So then I'd actually never listened to anyone from PR anymore ever, but I had a PR chick call me and go, you need to make a statement that you don't stand for this. And I was like, but I don't have the strength to be in the middle of a big storm right now. And she was like, you've got to do it. So I did it, and I was in the hotel with my kids, and then I just got hurled abuse from everyone going, you're not really a queen, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, ah! And I couldn't sleep, and so I just like went, leave me alone, look, I'm terrible, I'm in a really bad state. And then, which was great, because everyone did leave me alone, but in the future, that photo's bitten me in the ass, because people make, well, my trolls make memes out of it all the time, and they recently like printed it out with like this, vote one for Constance to lower your standards of life and all this horrible stuff about me. And they posted it all over the streets. And I was like, oh, my God, I really should not have done that hotel selfie. That's way too much ammo.
But how do you handle it, Con, or does it still destroy you?
I don't handle it very well. Well, I'm getting better. You know, like every time it happens, I get a little bit better. What it does is it stops me in my tracks for the day, and then in the morning I'm fine. But it does, it can tend to ruin days.
Do you ever, I mean, that's one post that you regret, but is there one where you felt you went too far for your family? Because you are so refreshing, and so are you, Em. Is there one where you just go, oh, maybe I shouldn't have shared that because you share so much?
No, I'm really protective of the fam, bam. I don't put, I mean, Bill not so much because he's a consenting adult, but embarrassing, hilarious, awkward things happen to my kids all the time, and I don't write about it. Mm. So I've never once I had a moment where I that changed. I'm learning as I'm going with this as well, because I never expected to gain a following like I gained. So once I was writing about violent children, and my little boy was 1 year old, and he's so violent, he's hilarious. Like, he's just throwing things at everyone and bashing everyone. I was just writing a post about how his twin sister is soft and gentle, and it's been a real eye-opener for me to not judge parents. When you know how you say, like, a kid hurling, like, sticks at people, and you always think to yourself, oh, wonder where they learnt that. Yeah. But, like, I was just pointing out that all my other kids are gentle. We're a gentle household, and Rumi just popped out this little soldier. And so then the Daily Mail and everyone picked it up, and they were like, violent child. Constance Hall has a violent child. All the comments underneath were like, thanks for raising the next generation of woman bashers. And I felt so hurt for him, because I hear that stuff about me, and I hear crap about me all the time, but he's just one.
Yeah.
And the stuff about him, I was like, oh, I'm never, like, not using my children as, you know, I can use them as examples for mild issues, but not strong ones like that.
Well, Con, on this day of the International Women's Day, that made no sense, but we'll push on.
We're nearly there.
Wow, I'm very tired. What's your message to the queens of everyone listening? Because, you know, everyone's streaming this everywhere. We've had multiple tens of thousands, actually. We're up near 100 now streaming. What do you want to say?
You guys could have warned me that I was going to give a message. It's 6 a.m. in Perth.
Mate, your whole life is a message. Just throw out your bloody tagline. Just say you're all queens. I made it easy for you, dude.
There you go. You're all queens. I love you. Thanks for listening.
Yay!
Oh, thank you for getting up for us, Constance.
Go back to
get up at any time for you two. You're beautiful. Thanks for having me.
Constance Hall, you're a legend. Of course, you can hear Constance on Sundays on the Queen Sesh. We have one more thing left to do, Fifi.
Yeah, one more. It's actually a really important thing we're going to do.
Pretty
next.
Important. So don't go anywhere. We know it's 12 a.m. Just hang in. Uh-huh.
The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day. All the girls we
want is mother. Hello, it's Hamish Nady here. Happy International Women's Day.
We are extremely proud that the women we work with from around the Hit Network are broadcasting together this morning in one powerful women conglomerate.
There's so many wonderful women broadcasters across this network, let alone the whole country.
There is, and regional, big cities, whatever. It's a beautiful thing to be part of this morning. And we mean that because we're not part of the guys that got the morning off.
Yeah, I know, exactly. And
we're in the afternoon, so this is a genuine message, not just saying it because we got a bit of time off.
This is International Women's Day across the Hit Network. Hashtag be bold for change.
In an Australian first, we have been celebrating International Women's Day all morning around the Hit Network. Myself, Fifi Box, Em Rossiano.
Hello.
We're nearly at the end of our shift.
Yes.
But obviously, radio will continue across the day celebrating women. It's like we leave and the whole thing shuts down. No, but we do want to just for a second draw attention to how important this Women's Day is. And obviously, we're looking at serious issues like expanding women's leadership and participation in the workforce, ending violence against women. And we wanted to do something as a network to do something, to actually act. So we've brought in the head of our network, the Hit Network, Gemma Fordham, a woman.
A powerful
our
woman.
Our boss.
Who took me out last night. And had a few rosés.
Now
I'm struggling. No, you are such a, but I think for a lot of, especially young girls in the radio industry, people look to you and think like you're the first of your kind. You're a pioneer and you're heading up, you're in a boys' world and you, this whole idea, this broadcast was your baby. This was you, all you, brother, sister.
And you couldn't say no.
I didn't have a choice.
You didn't have it. No, but really every woman that's been part of this today has embraced it. And when I did, you know, talk to all of you about it, you were right behind it from the get-go. So thank you, because I think that all over Australia, we're fortunate to listen to you wonderful broadcasters. And I think it's really important for our network that we have equality and that we have a strong representation of strong women on the air, which we do.
Yeah, so. But that's because of you. Like, you've given the record amount of women shows. I'm driving a show. Old mate Fifi Box is driving a show. Ash London has her own national show. Like, Constance Hall has her own.
Yep.
This is the first time that a radio network has had so many women anchoring and driving shows. That's because of you.
Who would have thought that people would want to hear from women?
Now, you have something, an announcement?
Yes. Yeah, so the whole reason that International Women's Day exists is because it's an initiative by UN Women.
Mm-hmm.
And as you were just saying, Fee, they do great work. UN Women globally are about ending domestic violence against women, gender equality, you know, trying to minimise the pay gap, really important things for women. So that's the whole reason that this day exists. And, you know, we're really encouraging people to go out and buy the purple ribbons, which we have our street team is doing today. But we just want to kickstart the day by donating $10,000 to UN Women to say thank you to them for this initiative and that we are wholeheartedly behind them. So.
That's fantastic. Thank you for doing that on our behalf.
It's coming out of your pay.
No. I'm happy. Good. Fine. Do it.
For letting us do this, because Em and I have been saying this all morning, but there was a bit of shock horror around the network. What? You're going to put Em and Fifi together? What's going to happen when you put those two in a studio together? And Em, I've had an absolute ball. Thank you so much.
I
know. This has been beautiful.
I can't go back to
it. We've cried. We've laughed. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It has. You've captained the ship well, Fifi Box. Gemma Fordham, thank you for being legendary, the best boss I've ever had by a mile. We are going to click off now. We're going to head off, but you can get the podcast. We're going to head into all females all day across the Hit Network. We want to thank you all for listening. Everyone who called in, all the wonderful ladies in the Hit Network, and we'll sign off now because it is very late.
it is.
Happy International Women's Day! Girls
Go! The Hit Network unites to celebrate International Women's Day.
My sister and my fans.
With Today FM's M. Rossiano, Fox FM's Fifi Box, Hit 105's Abby Coleman, Hit 107's Kat Lynch, Hit 92.9's Heidi Anderson, and The Hit Network's Ash London, Carrie Bickmore, Sam Frost, Constance Hall, #BeBoldForChange.
All my ladies round the world.